Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Each and every day here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, we do a little thing called the list. Let's fire it up. Memphis FC. All right, boys, I'm sure this time it'll work. The fifth time's a charm. Memphis FC announced September 18th that it would join the USL League 2, the fourth tier of American soccer, and will start playing in 2026. According to Jonah Dillon, the Commercial Appeal, back when Memphis 901 FC relocated to Santa Barbara, California in November of 2024, related to stadium issues at AutoZone Park, the club that club began playing back in 2019, USL officials started to request USL championship clubs to play in soccer-specific stadiums. So we now know the new team will play at Mike Rose and USL 2. All right, George.
In the Mid-South Division, yeah.
Help me out with my American pyramid.
What's the equivalent?
All right, so we got MLS.
Yep.
USL.
Championship. USL and championship.
And then
now?
USL. There's three levels of USL?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you've got MLS is peak.
Correct. I'm good there.
Yep.
I didn't know how many strata of USL.
USL there's
we
three.
Had.
So there's USL championship,
kay.
USL 1,
kay.
And now USL 2.
And we were in USL championship, but it didn't exist at that point, correct?
No, it existed.
Okay. I didn't know. When did we add USL 1?
That's been a thing.
Because we're now officially doing the European.
I'm now officially confused.
We're now doing the European soccer thing where you have the English Premier League.
Right.
Yep.
Then you have the Championship.
Yep.
Got it.
Then you have whatever, league, not League One, but what are we
called? It's League One.
Yeah.
And then we start numbering them after that.
League One, League Two, and then EFL.
Something like that.
Okay. But League One is below Championship. Which is below.
So is this the fourth tier?
It is the fourth tier. USL League One opened up in, they started playing in 2019.
So it'd be like single A baseball.
Pretty much.
Is where we're talking about here. So the single A baseball. Because
okay.
Then you have double A, triple A
do
majors.
We,
yeah,
do we
that
have,
makes sense.
Do we still have promotion opportunity?
That I.
Because hasn't that not been really a hallmark of USL?
That has not been a hallmark of, I guess, just American soccer in
right.
general.
Well, we don't. Our owners do not like the ability. They don't like the opportunity of buying something that can go down. That's why, like, relegation is always going to be pretty much a no-go here.
So I don't like the, you know, this thing. This is, you know, they're doing some stuff better already than 901 FC, right? They've got. They're playing at Mike Rose, which is a great spot to play soccer. Obviously, it was built for soccer, and it's out close to the suburbs where most of the soccer fans are gonna reside. They have a mascot. There's a lion. You know, we're back to the.
So we lost one at the zoo, but we gained one.
Right,
with our sports team.
Oh yeah, RIP to the one. Yeah, the one at the zoo is. Yes, yeah, you know, everybody's trying to do the Lions, Tigers, and Bears, right? Ever since we got the Grizzlies, it's like we have to have the Lions, the Tigers, and the Bears. I think my daughter brought home a hustle, like reading club thing from school,
mm-hmm.
and like the Memphis Hustle, shout out to them. They're like being a part of the community, right? The Memphis Hustle.
Getting out. And street team.
Right. So, but they're, you know, encouraging the kids to read. But I forget that the mascot for the Hustle is a lion, right? Did you know this? The Hustle's mascot's a lion. I think his name is Maine. Right, Maine.
If you're asking me, did I know we had a mascot, a costume mascot for the Hustle? This is a TIL. I did not.
Today I learned.
Yes. It's a lion. This is my understanding. He's a lion, so we would have the Lions, Tigers, and Bears in Memphis, right? So we have the Tigers,
okay.
We have the Grizzlies, and so he was a lion. That's why the mascot of the Hustle was a lion, and his name was Maine. You know, spelled,
I get it.
You know, I like it. Very Memphis-y name, right? So anyway, so I was just explaining this to my wife the other day, but now we have a lion here as well. It looks like for the mascot, but he kind of looks like a pharaoh, like
that's
Egypt
old school.
Looking, yeah,
to line. Answer,
I mean a little bit like he's a king, like a royal, like maybe he's related to Simba. I don't know.
Yeah. Also, USL2 labels their players pre-professional.
Yeah.
What?
There's,
I don't like
it's
that.
Essentially.
Should we just call it developmental, like they do in wrestling?
Well, my question though is.
Pre-professional. They play him for free.
Are you an amateur or are you professional?
Pre-professional. Developmental. I mean, there's a difference.
Pre-professionals like, try.
They're not getting paid is what it sounds
pre-professional,
like. Pre-professional,
let's be
you're
real.
Not getting paid.
Pre-professional sounds like someone in a marketing room came up with, how can we
it
just
does sound
like
detract like a made-up
from
name.
The fact that we're not paying them?
Right. That just,
but
to me,
but it's not like, to me, it's like, it's not developmental in the system of like, yes, it's developmental in the system of if someone sees your players, they can come and take it. But it's not like you're,
I see what you're
this
saying,
isn't
yeah.
the academy system, if you will.
Right. Yeah. So it's, you're right. So it's not, so other teams, so they're playing in the Mid-South division. You want to know some other markets that have a team like
so
this?
So I believe it's Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana.
I mean, in this division, we got Oklahoma City Energy is in the USL2 division. Texas United, Houston has a team, and apparently AHFC Royals. I'm trying to figure out where what does any of that mean. But yeah, the
AHFC Royals. So
there's a couple Texas teams.
I was gonna say, is that not like that would?
Here's one that
Austin,
makes sense.
Atlanta,
Corpus Christi.
I think Atlanta's trying to brand everything Atlanta United.
Corpus Christi FC. It looks like a lot of Texas teams, if I'm on the right website, which is the USL2, right? That's what we're talking
about. That is it.
Yeah, the Mid-South Division.
Well, we wish everyone involved good luck.
All right. We got a new team.
The Commercial Appeal. Yeah, this is from Mark Russell over at the Commercial Appeal. The Commercial Appeal and other newspapers have evolved in the last decade to reach readers in different ways, from websites to apps to newsletters and social media platforms. Today, we are at another major point of change.
They're adding a new way. It's the mailbox.
Correct. And how we connect with some readers. Starting on Monday, October the 20th, we are changing how we deliver the print edition. We are partnering with the U.S. Postal Service for the delivery of the Commercial Appeal. The move is designed to help us more efficiently use our resources amid increasing digital readership demand. Home mail delivery should also improve delivery consistency for subscribers. For most subscribers, you will not notice a difference in timing for your weekday editions. You will get your weekday newspaper on the same days you do now. Our print publication days are not changing, but the Sunday edition will be delivered to most homes on Saturdays. So,
So you get the Sunday paper on Saturday because the mail doesn't come on Sunday.
Okay, and again, the days of you getting your paper in the morning, like we're long past that.
Well, I mean, it's still that's the reason why I wish I still got the paper. And so now
I'm a hard copy guy in general, but I've also acknowledged
that
ship has sailed.
I want to read that while I'm drinking my coffee, sit down, you know, on the porch, read the paper, drink some coffee. I'm that type of, that's the best time of day to read the newspaper. But now you got to wait for the mailman.
But I mean, how many days a week do we get the paper?
Like it's a magazine.
Three?
How many? That's a great question. Do you get the paper at your house?
My parents get the paper. I do the digital.
So the big story is that. They're not canceling the Commercial Appeal's print edition. That's kind of, to me, a big headline here. They're continuing to print it. Like, we just had the Atlanta Journal-Constitution stop printing.
That's a bigger paper with a bigger market. I would like for someone to do... Was all of this avoidable? Like,
Which part?
The news... The idea of, like, the newspaper was always going to be a failing business.
I think that was avoidable.
I do, too.
Yes. They needed to evolve. Like,
correct.
The job of reporters have evolved. Like, you're doing
they were
podcasts,
too resistant to
video.
The internet.
Like, yeah, exactly.
But I also think you could have saved, like, the
also
actual...
your favorite villain that should be the villain in
yeah,
any
private
movie
equity.
That you would do.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, of course.
That's really what did it. They're when you make your product worse, it gives people less reasons to want to purchase the product. And that's what happened. They were making cuts where there was no reason to pay for it. People would still be buying a newspaper if you got great stories in the news. I would still be subscribing if you felt like you were getting something from it, you know? But versus I may have some online subscriptions, but, like, I don't get the print copy. I want one, but now I'm less likely to get it. Shout out to all the paper boys who found out today they're no longer going to have a job.
Well, the other idea of, like, okay, well, in the end, the classifieds is why it went away. It's like,
the classifieds was a big part of it,
right,
sure.
But it's like you couldn't find another revenue stream?
Correct. I mean, because you still had the subscriptions. Paper, they could have. Like, classified wasn't sure.
Right. Obviously, it's an easy moneymaker. But basically, it was just like, once there was the decreased value of their...
Because, like, direct mail still works, right? Like, people were still spending a lot of money.
Yes.
The paper could have figured out a different way to pivot on some of the advertising. People were still paying for advertisements, and they're just not paying to advertise that they are selling their used car in the newspaper.
Or the homes or whatever. Yeah, I mean.
Right, so there's a lot less of those. But it all ties back to that, you know, anyway. Commercial appeal is going to be delivered in your mailbox. So instead of getting in the driveway in the morning, you're going to get in the mailbox. So if Calipari would have to run over his mailbox to run over the Jeff Collins column if this delivery system was in place. Back in the day, it'd be pretty ridiculous to run over your mailbox every single day.
Two industries that are on the cutting edge, the postal service and newspapers.
Right. Well, yeah. The post office. Yeah, I love the post office. What they do every day
strong.
What
I mean, I
love it. What they do every day is amazing for the amount of money you have to spend on.
But
and they will send it to you anywhere in the world. They will take it there, and it will get there.
But if you have to go inside, you're pumped.
Oh, I don't want to go inside the post.
There we go.
I'm saying what they do from mailbox to mailbox.
Nothing further, Your Honor.
I'm just saying mailbox to mailbox.
I mean, if you're just dropping it off in the whatever the meter, like, yeah, I'm fine with that. But, like,
mailbox to mailbox.
If you have to go inside, it's like, oh my God, how long is this
going
to take?
You don't want to go inside.
All right. The Southeastern Conference. All right, so I believe...
Hey, they're making a list, right? That's what we're talking
about. Indeed, they're making a list. They're checking it twice. I believe Joe Castiglione was the one that let it slip, but Brandon Marcello has also tweeted out earlier today, the SEC will reveal on Tuesday all opponents for every team in its new 9-game schedule for football. The three permanent rivals we referred to as annual opponents, which will be reviewed every 4 years. So there's some qualifications for all of this. Don't hold me to this, but there's a winning component.
Right.
And there's a budget component. And so basically what you're going to have is two tiers. You have tier one and tier two. The teams that have the highest winning percentage, I believe it dates back 10 years.
Okay.
The highest winning percentage with the highest budget. So they're throwing us the ones that have the higher score, they go in tier one. The others go in tier two. Tier one is supposed to play two other teams from the tier one pod and one from the tier two.
Hmm.
So there's some math that goes into
this. There is some math.
And then there's also some, we have to preserve certain.
The history.
Certain rivalries.
The rivalries.
All right. So Andy Staples had written about this a couple of years ago when this idea first got kicked around of the 9-game schedule. And it looked like it had some momentum, and then
it
died.
He put out a list in August, I think, right? I think we have a list from
He's updated it now, and now he's updated it again.
Okay.
So, here are his predictions. Alabama. Their permanents will be, excuse me, what was it?
Annual
opponents. Annual opponents. Auburn, Tennessee, LSU. I feel confident in saying he went 3-for-3 on that one.
You think so?
I think he got that one right.
Auburn, Tennessee, LSU.
That is the one that I feel the most confident about that he got right.
I mean, obviously Auburn was, I think, the number one pick for every team almost except
the whole
Missouri
reason
is obvious.
The whole reason we still had the whole permanent opponent and all this, like, for years it would have just made more sense. Yeah. When they started expanding, move Auburn over to the East, and when Missouri and A&M came in, Auburn should have got kicked over to the East, but Bama was like, no, we have to play the Tennessee game because we won 10 in a row. They had to preserve that game so that you couldn't have both Tennessee and Auburn be their permanent opponent if they were in the other division.
Right, right, right.
So,
and Tennessee, third Saturday in October, it's named. If you had a name for your game, you probably need to play it. But, of course, some of them could be in jeopardy here. That's why this is as big a story as it is. So, and LSU. I like that. All right, so what's next? We got Arkansas. We're going alphabetical order.
Arkansas, we're going alphabetical order. Texas, Texas A&M, and Missouri. So there was some thought of Oklahoma being in there, but it seems like they're going to keep the, well, there's another Boot Hill game.
So Arkansas and Ole Miss is going away, as you predicted, more than likely. That's what you're thinking. That's what Andy Staples is also predicting here.
My understanding was, based on every conversation I had last week, that game's going away.
And, I mean, A&M makes total sense. I just hate being
It just sucks for losing the Golden Boot.
Right.
The heaviest trophy in sports.
You don't want to get stuck with Missouri, but some teams are getting stuck with Missouri. I guess you can win that game, but
I don't know, man. Like, that's the other thing about Missouri is Missouri's been pretty good. It's almost like, because there's such a cultural fit that everyone's just like that's
I'm over Missouri. It's like these, because look, you don't get the excitement for beating them, but they can beat you, right? So like, it's just not fun to beat them, but they can beat you.
Guys, I'm not so sure they're not a playoff team this year.
I mean, it's they're one of the 12 that are in the top 25. So next in alphabetical order would be Auburn. Is that
indeed?
Next? So they got Alabama.
So
we know
two
that
are,
one.
Two are easy.
So they're going to get
Alabama. I think two
Alabama.
Are easy.
And what was
they're going to keep the Georgia game.
Georgia game.
The Deep South's oldest rivalry. Auburn, congratulations.
It's got a name. It's got to be there.
You're one of the ones that got a Vanderbilt in there.
This is predictions. Now.
Yes.
This is the predictions for the annual opponent. And you think they've got Vanderbilt. I mean, Vanderbilt, Tennessee, I know it's going to be one, but
correct.
I don't know any other guaranteed Vanderbilt one. So yeah, that Auburn, was there somebody missing there? You feel like the Auburn
so
fans
there were
are
some people
like,
that
oh,
were
we
wondering, Auburn used to play Florida pretty regularly.
Yeah.
Would you have the Battle of the Bengals, LSU and Auburn?
Mm.
But again, that's multiple tier ones.
I think Bama and Georgia. Yeah. Bama obviously, but yeah, Georgia. They got a name for that game. So next is Florida, right?
Florida. They'll keep the Georgia game.
Got to have the cocktail
Andy,
party.
And I do pay attention when Andy writes about Florida. He lives in Gainesville. He's an alum. He's very well connected with Florida.
They got to have Georgia. And they got to have Tennessee, right?
They do. They are keeping the Tennessee game. They're rando. We got to figure this thing out. Oklahoma.
See, I wonder when they shake these up, because they mentioned that they might move
every
some around these
annual.
Every 4 years
is the review process.
Like, do you move out the, this one's in here. Like, Auburn has Vanderbilt, okay. Florida has Oklahoma, okay. Do you flip some of those around every 4 years and keep the main ones? Like, you have your two permanent and a third rotated one? Is that possibly where we get to?
Again,
that
I always
might be
go
the
back
solution.
To, I always go back to this. Even if you're three... why can I not remember this?
Annual opponent.
Even if your three annual opponents are tougher, that is a wider pool of the other six.
Right,
you're playing nine games.
I'm not saying about complaining. I'm thinking about lame. I think it's like Florida does not care about playing Oklahoma. They just Oklahoma's a big team, right? And it could be a great game when both teams are great. But like, there's not the excitement
Georgia
Tennessee.
There's
this weird. It falls off on the history element. I guess mostly the history.
Well, to me, what sucks is we're losing the Florida LSU game because. It's the weirdest situation
like,
where
you not move one of the LSUs around. I don't know. We'll look as we get there. But all right, let's go to Georgia.
Georgia, Auburn, Florida, and Kentucky. I actually think there's an argument to be made here that what? You'd rather play Kentucky than anyone else. I am not convinced that Kentucky is willing to. I think Kentucky has basically said, like, we would rather focus on basketball.
Oh.
We're going to do enough in football, but like they're not blowing it out of the water.
So you think it's in Kentucky?
I think if Vanderbilt decides to keep playing.
Is the true bottom of the SEC.
If Vandy keeps playing the game as it is. Now, it's also important to note this. Vandy's dabbled in this before.
Man, Vanderbilt starts the season 3-0, has a blowout win over South Carolina.
But
you're in on Vandy.
Well, no, I'm in on the I see how they're doing it. The James Franklin era, they had pros. And here's how you know that they were doing it differently. They had legal issues.
Yes.
Legal issues.
Right, right.
Rape accusations. So if they keep doing this, Vandy seems to be, more willing to spend on football than even Kentucky. So I'm open to the idea. So Kentucky's permanents are Georgia. They're going to keep the Mississippi State rivalry. And then I think that's South Carolina on the icon.
Yeah, South Carolina. I mean, Kentucky getting out with the easy, you know, for Kentucky, the easier. They got Georgia. Well, you know, you got State, South Carolina. I think that it's... It's Kentucky. Let's keep going. Let's go to LSU. This is what we care about. I think everybody wanted LSU in a weird way, right? Do you not? And whether they admit it or not, don't you want LSU as one of your three? Because, like, you're guaranteed almost a night game. And I know SEC fans want a night game.
You don't want to go there.
But if you win there, it's big. Everybody acts like they're a rival with LSU. All the historical
teams in the SEC feel like
they're a rival with LSU.
But LSU has this weird generational who is their rival. Like, the olds that I don't even know if they're alive anymore would say, well, Ole Miss.
Right.
Then it became...
Well, Ole Miss people will tell you that.
Then it kind of became Alabama-ish, but then they played... Like, that's the thing. I think they've played Florida every year since 71.
Like Florida has a case that I think they would want that game more than an Oklahoma game.
Well, that's the thing about the LSU Florida game. Neither school wanted it.
They didn't want it. Okay.
Yeah. They
don't want to play it.
Correct.
So they're not going to, more than likely, according to the projections here from Andy Staples. So we've got Alabama. We know that against LSU. So we're gonna get the Ole Miss game. Is that what he's got? Does he have Ole Miss?
Alabama, Ole Miss, and then Texas A&M.
A&M. Okay.
So they've wanted to kind of brand that one.
That's where I feel like you need to have your permanent locked in too, and let's rotate out A&M too. I think you could do that.
Well, there's this weird, like,
I don't care about your
Louisiana, Houston, like LSU recruits Houston a lot. There's a lot of like overlap. There's history there. All right, Mississippi State's will be Ole Miss, Vanderbilt, Kentucky.
For State, I think that's a great draw for Mississippi State.
If you're talking about historically the helmets, that's as good of a draw as you can get. But I don't know if that applies anymore.
Right. I mean, you know, the Ole Miss game is always going to be there. At least everyone's going to have a guarantee, maybe locked one that you have every year, but that won't change out in the every presidential. When are they looking at it again? Every 4 years? But
I think it's going to be midterm years.
But I know Mississippi State fans would be, that's, you know, you're going to get the other teams, but like Mississippi State fans think they're rivals with LSU. But let's keep going. Missouri's next.
Missouri is going to keep the Arkansas game. The Battle of Columbia versus South Carolina.
I think you got to have that, yeah.
And then they're bringing back a Big Eight rival, Oklahoma.
Yeah, do something with Oklahoma.
All right.
Because it's Oklahoma and Texas, I know, is going to be one. And correct.
OU's will be Mizzou, Florida, Texas.
Got it, yeah. Ole Miss, so here's the big one. The ones down, the three games that you're guaranteed to have every other year in Oxford, Mississippi. What do we have in Ole Miss?
Mississippi State, LSU. I think those two were three spots, and then it felt like, hey, we've got to figure this one out. They drew South Carolina.
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, so how I feel about South Carolina, which is next in the ABCs here.
Correct. Missouri, I think we can do South Carolina. I think we know them now.
Yeah.
South Carolina has Missouri, Ole Miss, Kentucky. Tennessee has Alabama, Florida, and Vandy.
Tennessee might be the easiest three. Is that not the easiest three, like, to just know that those are the three that they have to play?
I was curious if they would keep the Georgia or the Florida game. And they kept the, it looks, seems they're keeping the Florida game, according to.
I guess
this is all Andy Staples' predictions.
These are predictions, right.
But Andy is very informed.
He's informed, he's connected, and you know what? I'll be interested to see how accurate it is, because he's probably not going to be 100% on this, but those three got to be Tennessee. Tennessee's got to play Alabama, Florida, and Vanderbilt every year.
Well, right? We knew the Tennessee.
I know the Georgia.
We knew
Georgia's
Tennessee
the one
was
I would drop.
Bama and Vandy.
Yeah. So it's between Florida and Georgia. I would drop the Georgia.
So Texas is actually going to keep the little Southwest Conference. A&M.
Yes.
Arkansas. OU.
And I think
although
Texas,
I guess technically OU is the Big Eight.
Texas is also one of the, I think, the easier one to draw.
Yes.
I would be stunned if it's not those three, right? It's got to be A&M, Arkansas, Oklahoma.
I'm on record as I say, I think in the next 10 to 15 years, Texas and Texas A&M has an opportunity to become the biggest rivalry in the SEC.
I would concur, yes.
Because they could be playing for the most. So that means A&M has LSU, Arkansas, Texas. I think we could do that by process of elimination. And then Vandy is going to have Auburn, Tennessee, and Mississippi State. I don't really know what the Auburn game is, but like, hey, there's the occasional, it's going to be kind of an odd fit. Not everything was going to be clean.
Right. So, yeah, I can't wait. So we find this out on Tuesday, exactly who your every year opponents, your annual opponents.
I wish they would do it like a draft.
You get three. What do you mean? Well,
like make it like a fantasy, like a literally.
It would be a great television product. But
correct.
Like, are they guaranteed one? They get to protect one and then.
No, I don't want anyone protected.
They're just going to draft it every time.
I mean, I know the TV's, TV's going
to the Iron Bowl and the Egg Bowl. And
well, the truth is, we could have just started with, what are the games that ESPN's going to say, we are playing this game every year? Okay? Well, I think you could go along these lines. Well, we know that they're going to play Texas and Texas A&M every single year.
Yes.
We know that they're going to probably play Alabama and Auburn. They're going to play Red River.
Yes.
They're going
to have the Egg Bowl. You got to do that.
Yeah, but I mean,
they will move it. If they want it on Thanksgiving, they'll get it on Thanksgiving. They want it on a Saturday, they'll get it on a Saturday, wherever they want.
Yeah, but like, I'm trying to think
7 o'clock,
like,
11 o'clock, wherever they put it.
Like, I'm trying to think in terms of the games.
Black Friday, sure, let's do it.
Like, if the SEC were doing it, like, you know, are you aware that the Big Ten has a TV draft amongst Fox, CBS, and NBC?
Yeah.
So Fox, I think, gets the first three picks.
Well, you're right. So I know ESPN would not put the Egg Bowl number one.
Correct.
No, it would be down their draft list, is what you're saying. They're not going to protect that one necessarily.
I'm trying to think what else they would have high. I guess Florida, Georgia.
Yes, I think so. I think for your B-roll, like, you've got a built-in storyline. Like, that's the thing.
The game's not very good,
usually.
It does
not matter if the teams are good, though.
But it's this weird reality of, like, neither team's good at the same time.
The event is good. The event, Florida, Georgia, the event is good. It's a great event.
But it's one of those weird rivalries that, like, when one team's up, the other's down.
It is. And it is more, and it, of all of these rivalry games, so it's the one that still more feels like,
well, there
this
was
is an event, this is a special occasion versus
there was
a,
this question.
A true, yeah.
If ESPN actually had their way, I think if you'd say Texas and Texas A&M's number one, I think there's a real possibility they would say we want Alabama and Georgia, but nobody went for it.
Okay.
Because, you know, they don't play regularly.
Yeah.
But it has been a monster game for ratings.
But it's also, it's not predicted, according to Andy Staples, to
correct.
Be an annual opponent, which means they would only play each other every 2 years.
Correct.
Which does make those games more special. But, yeah, I can't wait. So Tuesday we'll find out for sure who is locked in against who in the SEC going forward. And that, sure, a draft would be fun, but it would limit some of them that I think we have to have. Like, you look at the slate of Tennessee, like, I feel like all of those Tennessee, you got to have all three of those Tennessee games every single year. You just, and the same with Texas. Like, for Texas, I think you have to have A&M, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. Like, you're doing a disservice if you're not having those three games. So some of them,
I mean, do we really, to your point, do we have to have the Florida-Oklahoma game? Oh, that's a fun one. What is the
no,
one?
No, we don't have to have the Florida-Oklahoma.
What's the one that you think is the most, like, really? Who asked for this?
Florida-Oklahoma.
But like that, at least with that one, I guess you can make the argument. It's
try to make it.
It's a helmet game. It's brands.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
You know my Missouri hate for the SEC. So I think you could swap out a lot of the Missouri ones.
The state really need to play Vanderbilt every year?
They don't have to. No, they don't. I think they're gonna be happy about it if they do.
I'm not sure about the Auburn Vandy one.
Auburn Vandy. But I think it's Tennessee and Texas are the three that I think are the undisputable. Like, that's why you don't have a draft. Because if Tennessee has got to play Bama, Florida, I know you could switch Florida for Georgia. I get it. But Vanderbilt, but A&M, Arkansas, Oklahoma, some of those just make too much sense. But, of course, in order to build some of these other rivalries, you got to play these other teams. So maybe you can force something into happening by.
I think the best thing to happen from this is the point that you made, which is you're now going to rotate. You're going to play, you're going to at least see every school, even if it's not a home game, but you're going to see every school every 2 years.
Right.
I think that's the biggest possible, like the biggest positive change. Like, there's some school.
There's a great system that you understand in place right now.
Was
going
it
forward
somebody's
with the
been in the, like, they've been in the league for 14 years, they never played each other.
Really? Who?
Who was it?
See, that should not happen, right? That shouldn't happen. the
or maybe it was someone that so 2012 was when we got A&M in Missouri. Maybe it was someone that played in 2012 and hasn't played since. I want to say there was like one of those that somebody was bantering about. All right, let's take a quick break. We got ESPN's first foray into WWE content. We got WrestlePalooza coming up this week. I have no idea if I'm even going to be able to watch it. So we're going to talk about it.
I'm going to tell you why you should be caring Correct. And paying attention, obviously, besides the fact that it's
Cena,
everywhere.
Cena and Lesnar, one last ride.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah, I know what's happening.
You're not fired up? You're not fired up?
I'm not. But, the mix tag is more exciting. We'll talk about it all. Why it's happening and why it's happening now.
Yeah.
I think I'm very fascinated by that. We'll talk about it next.
Counter-programming. Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, Kevin, by the way, this is your new walkout. This is now going to be played before Kevin joins us on Right in the Right Trivia.
Oh, great.
On the
I
Jeff
heard
Calkins
it this morning.
Show. Yes. I couldn't. Sometimes when you're on Zoom, you can't always hear the song coming through the headset. But yes, we had it for you. All right. Coming up on Saturday, this is from Drew Lerner of Awful Announcing. ESPN will broadcast WrestlePalooza exclusively on its new direct-to-consumer app. It's the first premium live event under a new five-year, $1.6 billion deal WWE inked last month. The event will feature Brock Lesnar's first match in 2 years as he takes on John Cena, a match that I know Kevin can't wait for. We also got reports today that will
Look
be...
Look up Brock Lesnar's recent lawsuit
Brock
involvement.
Yeah. Brock looked pretty good when he came out. I'm just saying. It will also include CM Punk, Seth Rollins, AJ Lee, and Becky Lynch. For those that don't know, CM Punk is married to AJ Lee. Seth is married to Becky. We will also, though, perhaps have a problem. According to Awful Announcing, nearly 1 month after ESPN launched its brand new direct-to-consumer app, a large swath of would-be users are still on the outside looking in. In the lead-up to the app's launch, ESPN could not have been clearer with its marketing of all of ESPN all in one place. A key pillar of that marketing campaign was the idea that no matter how or where you purchase ESPN, you'll be able to access all of the bells and whistles associated with the new app.
Right. They've been promoting it like they would, we'll call it Obamacare. Remember when it was being promoted? Like, you can keep your doctor.
Yeah.
Like, it's like for the apps coming out. Like, you can keep your cable provider. Yep. You're happy where you are with the cable provider.
You keep all your coverage.
Right. Yep. You keep that and you'll still get everything. Uh-huh. Nobody's taking that away from you. But apparently, the new app is not working in that way for everyone just yet.
Yes, if you're one of the more than 65 million pay TV subscribers that access ESPN through a traditional bundle, you'll be able to authenticate into the app too.
Supposed to, but not everybody yet.
Correct.
Right?
Comcast and YouTube TV subscribers,
those are the big two,
will be the largest groups impacted, as Comcast and YouTube TV, which have roughly 21 million consumers combined.
And you would think the Comcast deal would have been done since they just obviously came to some agreement to let WWE have their premium live events go over to ESPN early, right? Like, they used to be on Universal, Comcast, Peacock. They just made a deal to switch them over, but
Comcast and the worldwide leader don't exactly have the greatest of relationships.
I mean, apparently they're bitter about this move in some type of a way, but so there's multiple stories here. So one is the ESPN app has launched, right?
Correct.
And a big part of it is the wrestling. And a big part of it is, as we said, you should be able to access it. If you have ESPN on a cable package or a streaming cable package or a satellite package, you should still be able to access everything on the app, right? Or most everything on the app if you subscribe to ESPN in another way.
The only question I had is DirecTV stream subscribers were immediately had access.
But not the other ones?
I think now DirecTV linear subscribers do have access, but I'm not 1,000% confident.
Other cable providers like Spectrum, which you don't have here in Memphis, you have Hulu, Live, or whatever, if you haven't canceled it yet over the recent controversy of the past 24 hours. Getting access to it is going to be tricky, and I think maybe that's why they're testing it this weekend. But the big thing was, if you're following this story, is part of the reason ESPN is partnering with WWE. It's given WWE the most mainstream platform they've ever had.
Correct. They have promos
really,
on...
outside of being, let's be honest, being on in the SNL time slot back in the day for Saturday Night's Main Event was a big deal. But this is the most consistent, regular, like they were not on that much when they took over the SNL time slot. But this is one of the biggest platforms ever, mainstream attention. See, even Stephen A. Smith's doing wrestling interviews this week.
It was promoted on Monday Night Football.
Greeny's doing it. It's being promoted in all the games. You're seeing all put in place just as regular parts of these shows that you always would watch on ESPN are now all of a sudden talking about wrestling. So it's working out for wrestling in that way. But it was going to work out for ESPN because it was going to get new subscribers to this new app, which it probably will do this weekend. But also, and give them content on this new app that they needed. They needed content. ESPN needed needed something going on. And it was going to fill in the gaps, Jeffrey. This WWE is going to fill in the gap of the sports calendar.
Right.
So the big part of it is WWE's working with ESPN to help ESPN fill in the gaps of these are slow sports weekends. So let's do the big WWE events. Let's do SummerSlam the beginning of August now because there's nothing happening in sports. And instead of waiting until football season starts to do SummerSlam. So it's a little fishy. Like, wait a minute. Why is this pay-per-view, this premium live event, as they like to call them now, happening this weekend? Football is well underway. Why would they launch it during football season? Well, apparently this seems like it's ESPN doing a solid to WWE because WWE is looking to counter-program the not that threatful number two wrestling promotion in the country, AEW, which is on Warner Brothers, TNT. This is also the first weekend, Jeffrey. I don't know if you know this, but AEW their pay-per-views can be purchased on the HBO Max app. This week,
purchased.
It's like the old UFC deal, so
correct.
You can add on that. So on the but AEW, access their pay per views on the HBO Max app starting this weekend, and one of their biggest shows of the year was scheduled for this Saturday, and this is WWE counter programming that by creating an entire event we've never. Yes, WrestlePalooza has some ECW history or something, but it's never been on the WWE calendar as a real event. They made it up out of the blue to counter program against AEW, which I guess it's good to have it kind of soft launch this app problem. So when people
is this a stadium show or is it? I know it's an indie, but
an indie? I think it's just a regular indie show because it was so last minute. So
arena,
yeah, I'm sure it's going to be in Conseco Fieldhouse or whatever they call it now. What do they call it?
Is it Bankers Life?
The Perhaps.
And no, there will, Cambridge. Cambridge Fieldhouse.
Is that what it is now?
Yeah.
Okay. So we got here because it's WWE is doing a lot of counter-programming with AEW these days, even though they're not even close on the scale. They just don't want them to catch up. So they invented this big thing. They brought Brock Lesnar back, and they moved up their agreement with ESPN to get it started this weekend. So that's
how much
why
do we think they're paying Brock? By the way, did y'all see how much Brady's getting for the Saudi flag football?
I did. Did that number come out?
$75 million.
No. Is that the total? That's got to be the total, but no. Because I heard Mania was only like WrestleMania going to Saudi Arabia. And, you know, as I said on the Jeff Calkins show the other day, don't be surprised if we're going to get a Super Bowl in Saudi Arabia here in the next 15 years. I think it's very possible. But the WrestleMania going to Saudi, the deal was like $100 million. From what wrestling's report is, like, all these WWE shows that have been in Saudi Arabia is about $50 million. And then Mania is going to be a $100 million show. So 75 seems a lot, but for one person. Because they're splitting up that $100 million for the wrestling. But maybe it's whole budget for everybody, or maybe there's something. Maybe.
I mean, they were going to pay Tiger Woods $1 billion.
Yeah, I could see that. That's a lot. Is Brady, because I don't think Brady's worth that for your entry into football. There's other football players you could spread the money out for. But the...
It's so insane. There's like no way that you... He is becoming the greatest at getting paid.
Who, Brady?
Yeah.
I mean, he's getting paid a lot to do. There's one thing that he's great at, right? It's being an NFL quarterback.
I think it's being Tom Brady.
But now being Tom Brady is just getting him money. Yeah, it's awesome for him, right? So, but anyway, so the AEW ended up moving the time of their event that was scheduled for this weekend up earlier. So it's going to be a daytime event. It's a big day for wrestling fans on a college football Saturday. This Saturday is. The all-out pay-per-view for AEW will be in the middle of the day now. They got away from where WWE was trying to go right up against them with this show. And John Cena's last match with Brock Lesnar, one of his last matches ever, because it is still the last year of Cena.
How many do we have left?
Not many.
So it's going to end with Saturday night's main event in Boston, which is somewhat speculated, right? I don't know if that's been official.
No, nothing has been officially announced. There's now, I think the Boston thing may not have worked out, and it may end up being in D.C., I think. According to the last thing I saw, his last match might be on Taylor Swift's birthday.
Mm.
For all, everybody knows
you think
that. December 13th. So maybe she's performing the anthem for this. Saturday
night. Isn't Kelsey, wasn't he a wrestling guy?
Who?
Wasn't Travis?
Was he? Cena's got...
Maybe I'm just associating all tight ends because Gronk and Kittle.
Apparently they've got a Saudi show coming up next in October.
Can't wait.
And then they'll...
Sure, that'll be thrilling.
Cena will wrestle. There's like five more Cena matches. So yeah, if you're looking up to tune in, if you've got the ESPN... It's not going to be as easy. It's been very easy the past few years to access WWE pay-per-views on Peacock.
Yes.
It's been very affordable.
Well, the best was, can we all acknowledge, Vince was ahead of the curve with the network.
With the network, yes, was great.
It was the best deal in literally of all streaming deals.
It was great. And
what did he pay, like $5 a month and we got every pay-per-view ever? Every right. Raw ever?
Right. No, it was great. And it's, but Peacock also, you know, gave us other content and... the ESPN app will too, but it's just not as,
sure.
It's the most, $30 bucks a month. If you're a wrestling fan and you don't have ESPN
that's,
already,
yes.
Like you just went, that's an enormous, almost pay-per-view type of price. Remember pay-per-views were like $49.99. And so like, I know they were probably much more than that towards the end, but like you're paying a much higher premium to get access to these events. And man, they're loading this show up. It's not just because it's the first one on ESPN. It's also because they're running the same day as the number two wrestling promotion in this country, AEW, and their biggest show of the year, one of their two biggest shows of the year this Saturday. Biggest one in the States, I think.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we tell your story next right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, boys, for today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story, LeBron found a microphone. And he was asked on a recent podcast about his relationship with Drake for the first time since the feud with Kendrick Lamar. LeBron had this to say: always wish him the best. Obviously different places right now currently. I like that. Can't like totally distance himself, but he wants to be known like, no, not team Drake.
Mm.
Are you still rooting for Drake?
I think we're supposed to for the home, you know, hometown reasons, and you know, he's got more hits.
Oh no, man, are you still rooting for Drake to be the Super Bowl to respond to Kendrick?
Oh, I think Drake is one of my top picks. Sure. If we can't get Taylor Swift for the Super Bowl, yes, I want to see Drake follow up the next year. I think that's the best storyline. I'm always rooting for the best storyline. I'm the best TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Drake, that would be his true opportunity to really put it back at Kendrick, is to be the halftime, which we have not had announced yet. It makes me believe the longer we go, the more chances it is Taylor Swift.
Well, did you see the other speculation of why we had the barriers on Sunday? They couldn't photograph her?
Why is that?
There's a lot of online speculation of whether or not is she hiding a baby bump.
Oh, now they think she's pregnant. Mm. I don't think that's the case.
The Swifties do not need time on their hands.
We can't get all of this at the same time.
They do not need that. Want to thank Eric Hasenstein for joining the program. If you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, for Kevin, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.